absolutely. I mean, I got my little yapper. She's a mountain cur whippet, and she, gosh, she's what, six, seven? I think she's seven this year. At the end of this month, she'll be seven. Oh, she already turned seven. We got her in 2019. And, yeah, she's all full of energy. She greets me at the door, and she jumps up to meet me and try to lick my nose, and I have to the pit. She can't jump that high, but she's got a lot of power behind her, so she comes running up and puts those big paws on me and knocks me over. It's like, good grief. And then the 11-year-old, she's an Australian Shepherd Blue Heeler, and she just runs around, and she sidewinds. She curls her body up and she walks sideways. She's so goofy. Casey, kid you.
Hello, KCKJO. This is N8ZC. Yeah, I got a neighbor up the road that's got a Australian Shepherd Blue Heeler, and she kind of does the same thing. She can't figure out, you know, which direction she wants to go when she greets you, and she doesn't have a tail, and so it's, you know, she's kind of like a donut. She gets herself twisted around where front's going backwards and the backwards going forward, so, yeah. Oh, well. I love dogs. They're always happy to see you when you come home. They're happy to see you if you're, you know, whenever. Oh, anyway, and being retired now and home all the time, you know, so Higgins gets to go with me wherever I go, and except for the doctors. If I go to the doctor, he has to stay home, but thankfully, knock on wood, I don't have to go to the doctors but once a year, so that's good there. Well, the dentist, twice a year. I remember the dentist because, as a matter of fact, I got an appointment coming up again. Oh, well, I better look at the calendar, make sure I got the dates right on it, even though it reminds me, but just because I'm thinking of it. Second cup of coffee is waking me up, I guess.